I'm at the International Academic Association on Planning Law and Property Rights 6th Annual Conference in Belfast, and I'm with Professor Deborah Peel. Deborah, how's the conference going?
It's been absolutely wonderful. We've been overwhelmed by the support of colleagues. We have friends and new colleagues from as far away as Hawaii and Malaysia, Australia, Canada, and it's been going terrifically well, David.
What are the issues that the conference is focusing on?
It's all really caught up in the title of this group. This is an international academic association. It's interdisciplinary. And the group is actually called Planning, Comma, Law and Property Rights. And that comma is actually very, very important. So it's bringing together people with an interest in planning, people with an interest in property rights, and also the legal dimensions of that. This is a conference that has been running now for 6 years, and basically each host university picks a particular theme to address, and we felt it was particularly appropriate in the context of Belfast and Northern Ireland and the changing planning systems to look at rights, responsibilities and equity in land use planning. So we've been addressing issues of social justice, environmental justice, third party rights of appeal and other such contested issues. We fought off a lot of stiff competition from Perth and Pretoria. There's basically a competition amongst all those members of the Planning, Law and Property Rights Academic Association to see who's going to host this conference. So last year, for example, we were in Canada, we were in Edmonton. The conference has also been held in Warsaw. And I think I'm going to be a little sad on the final day of the conference where we actually have to hand over the flag from Belfast and hand it on to Portland, because next year we will be in the United States.
What's been the highlight of the conference for you so far?
Well, apart from meeting up with colleagues and just enjoying all of the intellectual debate about how planning has to change, has really been the opportunity to expose the undergraduate students to the whole experience of continuing professional development and international planning. The Integrated Masters in Planning Property Development at the university is a fairly new degree. We're only on our third cohort of students. We'll be graduating this year. And it's just been such a delight to have all of the students able to attend the conference, and that's thanks to the sponsorship of the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors. And so on the first day, we had the second year students who are actually studying a module that I run called Ethics and Professional Practice. It was fantastic because we were able to work with Shona McCloy from the Career Development Centre, really to help the students gain a little bit of work experience. And I have to say, with very little training and assistance, they were running the tracks and managing the computers, and they were setting up those PowerPoints for all of the speakers. And I think that's just fabulous that they can attend and participate. And they showed such enthusiasm for that type of learning that, for me, I think I'm going to have to do some serious reflection about how they can turn up at 8:45 to help me work at a conference and struggle to turn up at 9:15 for class.
I asked Professor Greg Lloyd, head of School of the Built Environment, what the hot topics at the conference had been.
The hot topics are really to do with how we mitigate the worst excesses of the economic recession, the environmental challenges and the divisions in society, and how we adapt to a world of zero or low economic growth where there won't be the resources for infrastructure and where we'll be challenged by new sort of environmental extremes, coastal erosion, landslides and flooding.
Will, what's happened here today or what's being talked about at this conference, the feedback into policy here in Northern Ireland?
I would be very, very optimistic about that for a number of reasons. One, planning modernisation in Northern Ireland has been building up a slow head of steam now. And at the moment, Minister Atwood is talking very, very assertively and positively about the future role of planning in delivering the policy objectives for the Northern Ireland Assembly Government. And that really is wonderful, because it means that we're entering a new phase. But the second thing is that we've got representatives here from the Department of the Environment, from the Department of Social Development and the Department of Regional Development. And they've actually engaged and participated in providing papers as well. And it's been a wonderful learning experience for not only for them to hear international practice, but also to be able to tell our visitors about what we're actually doing in Northern Ireland. And I think that reciprocal learning has been very, very exciting.